"Thanks, Mrs. Mills. I will." Mrs. Mills made the most delicious cookies in Southport. I continued up the road with Scout. The road curved. There, on top of a small hill, was the Robinsons' old house. It was next to the forest. My uncle said there were moose and bears in that forest, and at night I could often hear the coyotes barking. I looked at the house and listened. There was no sound and no car in the yard. I saw the sign near the gate that my uncle had told me about. "Private, keep out. No one's home," I thought. Now's my chance. I opened the gate and walked quickly up the hill to the house. My heart was beating loudly. The curtains on the front windows were all closed. I knocked at the door. There was no answer. "I wonder if the door's unlocked," I thought. I tried to turn the door handle. It wouldn't move. I went around to the back of the house. Maybe the back door would be open. Scout started to bark. "Shush, Scout, be quiet. Don't worry. There's no one here," I said. "I'll be okay."